Welcome to this IFRS Foundation podcast on the recent release of the IFRS Taxonomy 2011 Interim Release. I'm Sonja Horn, the Communications Manager of the IFRS Foundation, and I'm here with Olivier Servet, Director of XBRL, is that correct? And Olivier, maybe we can start off, maybe you can tell us a little bit for those that are not so familiar with the topic, what is XBRL at all and how does the taxonomy fit in there?
Thank you, Sonja. Yes, so first, XBRL is quite recent language that has been created about a few years ago by accountants to ease the communication of financial information between companies and receivers like regulators, supervisors, but also analysts and investors. So today, XBRL is being adopted in most countries around the world. And what we are doing here at the foundation upon the trustees' mandate a few years ago is to create a taxonomy. And taxonomy is nothing else than a kind of data model, a kind of a set of concepts reflecting the IFRSs. So basically, we are providing the IFRSs on paper, that is what we usually call the bound volume, but we also provide it in XBRL, that is the IFRS taxonomy.
Okay, and that allows the electronic filing of financial statements, if I understand that correctly.
Absolutely. So the benefits of XBRL and using the IFRS taxonomy is to streamline this information supply chain. And we are usually calling it, we have a mantra that is better, fast and cheaper to get this information being disseminated in all countries and in all languages around the world. Yes.
Okay, and just before we go to the actual interim release, can you just remind me of what are the actual benefits? What does this electronic filing with XBRL allow us to do?
So now that XBRL is becoming a real standard, is being adopted all over the world, the benefits are the ones of an, disintermediation. So principally having companies preparing financial statements with XBRL, but also on paper, would help to ease the access to the proper information. So, of course, preparing financial statements is cheaper with XBRL than on paper, so it's faster also, but also the access to the information is much, much faster for consumers like regulators, but also, as I said, analysts and
because
investors.
Also they can sort of sort it the way they want it, there's this flexibility,
absolutely.
The translation is easier,
yeah.
I see. And there's something special about this interim release, because we have introduced something what is called common concepts, so maybe you can talk about that a little bit more.
Yes, so principally to reflect the IFRSs as they are presented in the bound volume, and I'm talking about the bound volume part A and part B, so we are reflecting both the disclosure requirements but also the guidance in the taxonomy, so that represents about 2,500 concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So 2,500 to represent about 3,000 pages of disclosure requirements in the IFRSs. What we have observed is that when a company, when a preparer is creating financial statements, I'm not talking about XBRL here, I'm just talking about preparing financial statements. Such a company, such a preparer, could need some more concepts than the ones that are present in our taxonomy, because they are not specifically required by the ISB, by the IFRSs, but they are commonly reported. That's what we are talking. We are talking about common practice concepts. So we are not obviously infringing the IFRS's principal approach, so we are fully in line with it, but we are talking about concepts that are commonly reported all over the world, but not part of the core taxonomy because they are not part in the core IFRS's. We are talking about something around 300, based on the comments that we have received and on some further analysis, we will add in the final release about 350 on top of the 2,500.
Okay.
So that makes a taxonomy of roughly 3,000 concepts.
Wow. So can you give me an example for a common Praxis concept and maybe one that we have already in line with IFRS?
So the concept of a very, very common concept of a common disclosure requirement of the IFRS is obviously the concept of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one of the first disclosure requirements from the IFRS. The concept of operating profit is definitely a bit more sensitive, touchy, and we found some evidence in the guidance, not in the part A but in part B of the bound volume. We found some evidence that operating profit is required by the ISB. An example of common practice is a sales and marketing expense. So we've observed a number of companies reporting on sales expense or marketing expense, but more and more companies are aggregating them, sales and marketing. So that's a good example. But just to illustrate a concept that is not in a, that is a common practice for a specific industry, is by example of software revenue. Software revenue is common for all software companies, but as we are providing principles, we won't put software or oil revenue, because oil, you will find oil revenue concept in 100% of oil companies, but obviously not in a, let's say, bank or in a, in a software company. So that's a few examples of concept that we had to add or to decline. For common practice.
So how have you derived to assessing what is a common practice concept?
The very first criteria to decide if a concept is common is first for not infringing any IFRSs.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make sense for us to consider a concept that is conflicting with any IFRS. But commonality more than frequency has been the first criteria or the second criteria. So we have analyzed roughly 200 financial statements, not in XBRL, just in paper format or in available on the internet, in HTML. We have analyzed them deeply to see for what kind of concepts were reported, and based on them we've matched these concepts against the concept of the taxonomy, and then we've discovered these extra concepts that we had to split into acceptable and not acceptable because infringing with IFRS or specific to an industry or specific to a country or a local requirement.
Okay, and so what are people supposed to do now where we have released the interim release? Where can we get it?
So all materials are now available on our website, especially on ifrs.org/xbrl, so the specific section on IFRS Foundation's website for XBRL activities. So then there's a number of materials, including what we call the IFRS Taxonomy Illustrated and also the ex-IFRS that seems to be quite useful for stakeholders. Today, these extra concepts are presented as separate to the core IFRS taxonomy. From next year, for the next release in 2012, all those concepts will be part of one single core IFRS taxonomy, which will be released as an exposure draft in January and as final sometime by end of March or early April 2012. That is our timeline.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else that you think is important we should let our listeners know?
No, I think that's it. Should you wish more details, feel free to go on our website or, of course, contact me.
Great. Thank you very much, Olivier, and thank you very much to you for listening in. Goodbye.